It started with our understanding that a significant and terrible earthquake had occurred early in the morning of Friday, March 11th, our time on the west coast at Presidio Monterey. Soon after, within an hour, our technology integration team contacted our operations folks to see if they could leverage our Japanese instructor resources here on the Presidio to quickly move ahead with the production of language survival kits in Japanese language. By 8 a.m. that same day, subject matter experts and graphic designers were at work creating the language survival kits for our U.S. military members and the aid workers that would respond potentially to this natural disaster. By Monday morning, the Japanese materials were ready to be sent to our print plant for reproduction, and they were also posted to DLI FLC's product page at www.dlifLC.edu. And the Navy very quickly downloaded that product, with the USS Reagan being the first U.S. naval vessel to download that language survival kit and put it to use. So our technology team basically in 100 hours responded from understanding there was a natural disaster in Japan, leveraging resources we had at the Presidio Monterey, and quickly turning a product that could be used by DOD elements and aid workers alike.
So this is not just for boots on the ground military personnel, but others who may be there to help can also maybe take advantage of this so that they can communicate with the people they're trying to help.
Exactly right, Amy. This is for anyone that needs a very, very basic and very rapid capability to use phrases and words in a foreign language and understand the very basics of the communication necessary to bring relief to the victims of a natural disaster, or for that matter, for a wide range of different uses.
Tell me what is in the kit, the types of phrases. What would we find there?
In the basic book, you would have greetings and very basic phrases to establish communications, the ability to say yes or no, key nouns and action words that would allow you to do the very basics in communication. Then there are domain-specific or subject matter-specific books, for example, medical books, mm-hmm. with terminology for various medical terms that would be necessary to provide first aid, determine what is wrong with someone, that sort of thing. And an aircrew-specific handbook, in this case, which we developed for the natural disaster in Japan, which would just give you the very basic words necessary to communicate concerning air operations and aircraft.
So would this also then allow the U.S. military and other workers to communicate with maybe Japanese military and people who are also trying to help?
That's right. So it would allow DOD and relief workers mm-hmm. from various agencies to be able to work with the Japanese military or Japanese relief agencies or non-governmental organizations that all generally use English but would have to communicate with the local Japanese people and local Japanese agencies to render relief.
Do you have an estimate as to how many kits have been distributed so far?
What we have is a online capability, and we know that it's been accessed already by several naval vessels, and we have 2,500 of our basic Japanese language survival kit printed and prepared for distribution, about 1,000 for aircrew-specific vocabulary, and roughly 2,500 for medical-specific vocabulary.
We are talking with Colonel Dino Pick. He is the Commandant of the Defense Language Institute. And it strikes me that this is right up your alley. Is this the sort of thing where you hear there's an emergency in an area where English is not the first language, that you immediately are able to spring into action? And have you had the opportunity to do this before?
Well, that's right, Amy. We've our experience in the past here at DLI is that there is a rapid and significant demand for very basic language capability in large-scale humanitarian disasters and their associated relief operations. For example, during the Haitian earthquake in January 2010, DLI produced nearly 65,000 Haitian Creole LSKs and distributed those LSKs, language survival kits, to elements of Southern Command involved in the relief operations in Haiti. Those units included the 18th Airborne Corps and the United States Marine Corps, as well as headquarters elements of Southern Command.
Do you also include cultural type references?
There are the basics in phrases, and then there are the basics in gestures and cultural aspects that would be necessary for very basic communication. One other relief operation that we did support was the Chilean earthquake, where we sent nearly 1,000 language survival kits in Spanish to relief operations going on in Chile as well.
Have you had the opportunity to get any feedback from the relief efforts in Japan and how the kits are working so far?
We haven't received feedback yet on the operations in Japan. As you can imagine, they're in the immediate throes of conducting the relief. However, the feedback from the Deputy Commander of Southern Command for our products that we provided for the Haitian relief operations were very, very positive. In fact, he spoke at a language and culture conference at Fort Huachuca, Arizona recently, and had high praise for DLI's responsiveness and support to humanitarian relief operations. We look forward to hearing back from elements operating in Japan in the future, and we'll take all of that feedback into account as we refine our products and make them better to support future operations.
Yeah, praise and criticism, so you can improve the kit and maybe even improve your response time. But 100 hours seems really like a fast turnaround to put this out there.
Well, it's a terrific, dedicated team of professionals, mostly civilian with some military, that really respond quickly to the demands from the field. And our technology integration team with our supporting instructors, who of course are Japanese instructors with their families in the affected region, making their response all the more poignant and critical.